Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. First up, CNS and autoimmune trials continue to surge with pain, depression, Alzheimer's disease, and inflammatory conditions driving strong investment across sponsors. In part two of a new ACT video interview, Heidi Chen of Sightline notes that aging populations, revitalized interest in mental health, and expansion of modalities like CAR-T into autoimmune disease are shaping the pipeline. These areas are also among the fastest adopters of decentralized elements, wearables, and hybrid study designs, making operational flexibility and digital readiness increasingly essential for site selection and execution. Up next, a new commentary written by 12 former FDA commissioners warns that the agency's proposed overhaul of vaccine approvals could slow development and disrupt long-standing regulatory standards. The draft framework, which includes higher evidence thresholds, pregnancy-specific requirements, and reduced reliance on immunobridging, may lead to longer trials, larger sample sizes, and more complex designs. The former leaders argue these shifts could hinder innovation, elevate costs, and create uncertainty for developers navigating future vaccine programs. And finally, in FDA leadership news, the agency has appointed Tracy Beth Hoag as acting director of CDER following Richard Pazdur's retirement announcement. Hoag, previously senior advisor for clinical sciences, is expected to advance modernization efforts and strengthen cross-center coordination. FDA has also named Karen Murray as the new head of the Office of Non-Prescription Drugs, continuing a year marked by rapid turnover across key drug review roles. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.